Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of College Hockey Talk. On today's podcast, I'm joined by former Minnesota State women's hockey player and current PHF signee with the Minnesota Whitecaps, Claire Buderak. Thank you so much for coming on the podcast today, Claire, and how's everything going?
It's going great. Thanks for having me.
Well, how has your offseason been going so far, and do you have any plans this summer, whether it's hockey-related or not?
I actually moved home, moved back to Andover for the summer. I'm going to live here next year, obviously, because I signed with the Whitecaps and they're located in the cities. As far as hockey goes this summer, kind of just usual off-season stuff, skating, working out, that stuff. And then non-hockey related, just really enjoying being home from college, going to the cabin as much as I can. I got a puppy in April, so just hanging out with her and, yeah, enjoying being with my family because I haven't been able to be home for a couple years now since I've been in school. So,
what type of dog did you get?
I got a golden retriever.
Oh, nice. I feel like those are the cutest dogs. So
yeah, she's adorable. She's a good girl.
What's her name?
Lulu.
Oh, that's awesome. That's cool.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, you were mentioning how you're doing some training this offseason. I guess, what do you want to work on regarding your game for your first year in pro hockey?
Yeah, I definitely, like always in the offseason, I try to, you know, sharpen up the shooting and scoring abilities because don't get to shoot as many pucks and stuff during the season. So that's something I always really aim to work on, and then just maintaining my speed and, you know, agility, quickness. Over the summer, I work out a really cool gym in the cities, and he does a good job. So I'm excited to get back there and get back to work, and then just skating, you know, keeping up with the skating stuff.
Now, you obviously just signed a pro contract with the Minnesota Whitecaps, like I just mentioned. So I just want to ask, talk about how that went down and how excited are you to play pro hockey, especially since for women's players, from what I've been told, it's not as common as to sign a pro contract for many college hockey players after they graduate.
Yeah, obviously, I'm really, really excited, grateful for the opportunity to continue playing. And on top of continue playing, just to be able to continue playing for my home state. I think that's really special. And I'm really happy it worked out that I got to stay home. But yeah, kind of just so their season ended a little bit after ours. And I was contacted by the GM and asked to go to Tulsa. They played in like an exhibition game, which kind of like was our, I guess you could say, tryout. And then after Tulsa, there was a bit of like a lull while Worlds was going on. And then after Worlds wrapped up, that was when we kind of started talking contracts. And then I signed late April, I believe that was. Yep. Late April. And yeah, that's kind of how that all went. Obviously, I have two former teammates that played on the Whitecaps, Britton Fleming and Chantel Burke. So they are returning. And then me and my current teammate, I guess you could say, Brooke Bryant, will be joining them. So it's going to be really exciting to have all four of us on the same team again. And then they have a lot of talented girls on that team that are coming back. So I'm really excited to be able to play with them as well.
So I sort of want to transition now and talk about the beginning of your hockey career and sort of work all the way up to where you are today. So doing research on yourself, it says that you're from Andover, Minnesota. So talk about growing up there and how did you start playing hockey?
Yeah, as I said, I'm from Andover. It's just about 30 minutes outside the city, so super close to all the city hockey things that Minnesota has to offer, which is endless. So that's kind of what growing up in Minnesota meant, I guess. I started playing hockey. I had two older brothers, constantly trying to keep up with them, which meant they were on the ice, I was on the ice. So I guess I kind of owe the start of my hockey career to those two. But yeah, my dad built us a rink in the backyard, so we were out there 24/7. Whenever we weren't doing homework or family stuff or school, we were out on the rink in the winter. So definitely just grew up around the game and kind of grew to love it. And yeah, I guess here I am.
Who was your favorite player growing up? I assume it was probably someone on the Wild. So
you would think. I don't know. I loved watching the Wild, but Jonathan Toews was out for whatever reason. I played center when I was in, you know, younger hockey, so just being able to watch him and watch what he does and how he plays, I think that was kind of why I liked him specifically. But then obviously, yeah, my favorite team is the Wild, so you could pick a player from there and I'd say yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's pretty interesting to have one of your rivals team
yeah,
one of your favorite players. But I love Captain Sirius, so
yeah.
Now, before you played for Minnesota State, you played for your high school at Andover. Just talk about your playing experience with your school there.
Yeah, I loved my time in Andover. I have nothing but good things to say about that program. Compared to what it is now, I definitely didn't have any state championships or stuff, but I did get to go to state a couple of times with the teams that I was on, and that was some of like the best times of my hockey career, my long hockey career, coming back to high school. But yeah, they've done a really good job with that program, and my coach, she's one of my favorite coaches I've ever had, and can definitely like owe her a lot of my hockey success. So it's been really fun to, you know, continue to keep in touch. And I coach at Andover in the summers. A lot of us that play college hockey, when we come back for the summer, we help out whenever we can. So there's definitely a really big hockey community that surrounds Andover, which is super nice. Yeah, like I said, we went to state a couple times, so that was fun. And then I grew up in Andover and played high school for Andover. So the girls that I played U10s with, I graduated with. So it's definitely a really solid core group that we have, and we're all pretty close today too. So nice to come out of high school with some really good friends.
Now, what's the best memory you have from your high school hockey days?
That's tough because Minnesota, you know, you play the high school season and then you get to play spring and summer with girls from around the state. So I definitely have a lot of good memories with girls outside my high school as well. But I would say favorite memory, obviously, every kid that grows up in Minnesota wants to go to the state tournament, not championship. That would be nice too, but state tournament. So that was a good memory. But I would definitely say our section finals were always super fun. We played at Fogarty, which is like a rink in Blaine, kind of an older rink. So they fill it up for the section finals. And those were always the best games because you'd have the student section and the band, and it was just full and a great atmosphere to play in.
Now, how did your high school hockey experience with Andover help prepare you for college hockey with Mankato?
Definitely helped a lot. Like I said, my coach was very influential in my high school career and in my college career as well. She always pushed us to the best of our abilities and really instilled in us good values that helped me work hard in college and kind of just keep my head down and do what I got to do to get a spot. And then obviously I played with Winnie Brott in the summer. So she was also another big influences in my hockey career, just really instilled in us like hard work and just doing what you got to do to get the job done kind of.
Now talk about the Minnesota high school hockey scene and what it's like being a player in that atmosphere, because obviously it's a lot different than some other states where you get to play for your hometown team and play competitive hockey and get noticed by D1 schools, where not many states can say that. So just talk about the uniqueness of the Minnesota high school hockey scene and how cool is it to sort of be a player in that atmosphere, because those student sections look pretty wild. So
yeah, no, I definitely, whenever I tell people that aren't from Minnesota about Minnesota hockey, it always kind of baffles people that you can sell out an NHL rink for a state high school championship, which is insane. But yeah, growing up in Minnesota, I am so grateful I was born here and got to play hockey in the state of hockey. There's endless opportunities, and definitely as on the girls' side of the game, just seeing how much it's grown over the last few years, just, you know, 5 or 10 years, it's crazy. And it's great to be from a state that recognizes the girls' side of the game as much as it does. And like I said, I mentioned before, just playing in Andover was awesome, but then getting that chance in the spring and summer to play with girls from all over the state and make relationships with all those types of girls, you know, you get to the college level and you're playing teams where you know almost like one or two people on every single team, and it's really cool to have those relationships as you move out of high school, and just be able to like watch your friends do great things in the college world as well and beyond, I suppose, now in professional hockey. I know a few Minnesota girls that have continued to play and they're continuing to do great things, so it's been really cool. I'm definitely very blessed to have grown up in Minnesota, and I just want everyone to get the chance to like experience it, because it's hard to explain if you're not like living in it, but it's definitely very cool. And having the growing up and like playing for your school too, like you have people at your games and everyone supports the student section and stuff, so it's a really fun atmosphere to play in.
Yeah, that's awesome. And obviously you're getting to be some of those your teammates now, some of those players you played against in high school, I presume.
Yes. Yep. So some of those Whitecaps girls, I know, like I've played with and against them growing up in high school, and it's just cool to kind of, it's coming full circle and we get to be on the same team again.
Now, I want to talk to you now about your recruitment process with Minnesota State. What made you want to decide to go there versus other schools you might have looked at?
Yeah, the number one thing that kind of drew me to Minnesota State was proximity to the cities. Like I said, I'm from the cities, and so Mankato is only about 2 hours from the city. I'm very close with my family, so having them be able to come to as many games as they could was a big factor. Also just the school itself. I always tell people that like when you're getting recruited, you got to go where you kind of feel like it's home. So Mankato, kind of, I stepped on campus and kind of immediately like fell in love with the program and the people and the school. So I liked that as well. And then also just like playing in the WCHA. That was one of my goals, being from Minnesota, having, what is there, five teams from Minnesota in that league. It's it's the best league in my eyes of college hockey, and just getting to continue playing in the state that I grew up in was something I really wanted to strive for and was lucky enough to get the opportunity to do.
Now, as a freshman, what would you say was the biggest adjustment you had to make to college hockey?
Yeah, for me, and I think a lot of people playing in WCHA would agree, it's the speed. Minnesota hockey is fast. You have a lot of talent coming out of the state, but nothing really compares to that next level. And so definitely like just the speed of game and speed of decision making, I had to definitely adjust to coming out of high school hockey.
Now, you mentioned one of the reasons why you wanted to go to Minnesota State was because of the WCHA. So just talk about what it was like playing in the WCHA and just the competition that you faced every weekend.
Playing in the WCHA was one of the best experiences of my hockey career. Playing against some of those players that are like nationally recognized every week or every weekend when the awards come out, is it's awesome. It's always a dogfight on the ice. You got to fight for every inch of ice in the WCHA, and definitely a lot of respect playing against those people. You have every weekend you're playing against basically a top 10 opponent, and that is really good for your game. You get a lot better and you learn a lot about your hockey game, what you need to improve on. So I definitely wouldn't change it playing in that league for anything. It's changed the way I play hockey and definitely grew the game a lot for myself.
Now, how do you balance hockey and academics at such a high level? Because that's another thing that I hear that a lot of players have sometimes trouble adjusting to once they get to college. So how did you learn to adjust to that? And how did you balance both those aspects of your life when you were in school?
Yeah, definitely. It's a big adjustment. It doesn't come easy to anyone, no matter what people tell you. But I definitely just had to work on a lot of time management and just keeping a good schedule and talking to my professors and getting everything kind of lined up before it was happening. We were lucky at Mankato to have a really great like academic student athlete academic staff that helped us tremendously with our time there. But definitely just making sure you keep your schedule, and it's once you get into that routine, it's really not that bad, but kind of settling into that routine can kind of be difficult. So just time management, and it'll honestly help you so much in the end having that time management, because when you're done with hockey, done with all that, like it's a skill that you carry on, and it's been really nice to have that skill because you kind of get into schedules wherever you go.
Now, during your freshman year and your sophomore year, you got to play in this cool in-season tournament called the Minnesota Cup, where it was a bunch of Minnesota colleges going against each other for an in-season trophy. I kind of hope they can try to do that again. But I want to ask you, how cool was it to be a part of that tournament for your first 2 years in college hockey?
Yeah, it was really fun. Fun tournament to be in. I think the first year we were at Ritter, second year we were up in Duluth. So both really cool rinks to play in, and just kind of fun. You have all these little rivals with the Minnesota schools. So just having an extra weekend that isn't really like it's league play, but not really. So just playing for like a little something extra is really fun and great opportunity for us to play more games in the season against, again, these great opponents. So it was fun. I enjoyed it. I do hope they get to do it again. I'm not sure what happened there, but yeah, it's a great opportunity, and I think it's fun for people to watch too. You have all those four teams in one rink for a weekend, so you get some good hockey to watch as well.
Also, during your sophomore year, you guys got to go to Vermont and play in the Windjammer Classic. What was that experience like, heading out east and getting to play in that in-season tournament that season?
That was really fun. Probably one of my favorite trips in college. Vermont's beautiful. My parents flew out, so we got to make kind of a little family thing out of it. It was fun just to play. I know, as much as I say I love the WCHA and stuff, it's fun to just get outside of it and see what else is out there and play teams from a different league and see just how their style compares to our style. So it was a really fun tournament to play in, good team bonding. Whenever you get to fly and stay in somewhere other than Minnesota, it's fun to be with the girls and do all those things. I think it was like around Thanksgiving, so they had all their like Christmas stuff up as well. So it was fun to see Church Street and all that stuff. And then also I played Naha, which in Naha, which is like a AAA tournament. So it was fun to just kind of go back to Burlington. I'd been there a couple times before, but yeah, overall, really good trip. Fun to be with the girls in that.
Now, your team beat the number one team in the country that sophomore year as well in Wisconsin, beating them 3-1. I sort of want to ask you to sort of talk about what that upset meant to your team that year and how you sort of like remember it now since it's been 3 years ago since it really happened.
Yeah, it was a really fun game. I think it was, now I have kind of a bad memory, but I think it was the second game. I think it was a Saturday game of the series. So I think the first day we had kind of gotten a little bit beat up on, and then I think it just showed our really perfect of what our program or what they tried to do down in Mankato is just put your best foot forward every time you're on the ice. And I think it really shows what the WCHA is. You know, no one knows who's going to win. Any game is up for grabs. So that was definitely a really fun experience. Anytime you beat the number one team in the nation, it's awesome to do. And then we got to do it at home, so in front of our home crowd, which is really fun and special for us as well.
Now, during your junior year, your team faced a lot of adversity due to the pandemic. How did your team handle that adversity with not playing as many games as you normally do and also not playing in front of any fans in the stands? And sort of how have you used that challenge to help make you a better hockey player for your senior and fifth year seasons?
Yeah, so COVID was tough on everybody. But honestly, I think just being around everybody as much as we were kind of brought us a little bit closer together because we were all going through the same thing. You know, getting tested every other day, kind of all the same restriction on all of us. So I guess if we were in it, we were in it together, which was kind of nice to bring it together on a team aspect or team level. But yeah, it was definitely really challenging. Not a normal season. Kind of felt like you didn't really have a season at all, but you were still playing. It was really weird. But you know, the best thing to come out of COVID is what we say is we got that extra year. So I'm very kind of in a weird way grateful that I got to come back and spend my fifth year in Mankato. But yeah, definitely not ideal to be playing during a pandemic, but playing with no fans or, you know, friends or family in the stands was really, it was kind of hard, you know, calling the parents after instead of having them there. But the school did such a good job with making sure like we felt our families and fans' presence in the stands, so they did a really good job with that.
Now, during your senior year and your fifth year, you were named captain of the team. What type of leadership did you want to bring to the team? Were you more of a vocal leader or lead by example type of player?
I'd say, I know it kind of sounds cliche, but a little bit of both. Honestly, I'd say my first year, I was more of like a lead by example because I had two girls that were older than me and I obviously respected them a lot as leaders. So kind of let them take the reins on the whole vocal side, but definitely spoke up when it needed to be. But then last year, I kind of had to take more of a vocal role because our other captain, Anna Wilgren, she tore ACL, so she was out. She's obviously still around the team, but not in the sense of playing and stuff. So I kind of had to fill that role as well, which was an adjustment for me, but I was there for it. It's what the team needed to do. So yeah, that's
that. What situations would you like speak up and be vocal about? I'm just curious about that.
Oh yeah. I don't know. Just, you know, if we're coming in off a period, you know, we're down a goal or something, you just got to get them back in their right headspace to go play the next period. Or, you know, on the bench, we're doing good or we're not doing good. Maybe you just got to speak up and like be that voice that is there for them and encourage them, kind of not try to coach because that's not a job that I wanted to have, but just kind of encouragement and be there for my teammates when they needed it.
Now, your senior year, you got to play in the outdoor game against St. Thomas and Hockey Day in Minnesota. Obviously, what I remember from that game was how cold it was, but you guys did get that win. So what was that experience like for you?
Yeah, I actually was lucky enough to play in two Hockey Day Minnesota's. My freshman year, I played in Bemidji right off the lake, and then obviously got to play in Mankato against St. Thomas. That was such a special experience. The city of Mankato really rallies around the college sports, but hockey specifically. So there was a lot of people there and they put on a lot of great events throughout the week, and we got to kind of be there and support the community. So it was a really fun like community event, and then just getting to play outside anytime, you know, Hockey Day Minnesota as a Minnesotan is really special to me as well. It was freezing, but definitely worth it. It was a great atmosphere to play in.
Now, looking back on it now, what will you take away from your 5 years at Mankato, both on and off the ice?
Oh, that's a tough question. Definitely, there's so much to take away from my college years. I'm so grateful that I got to play in Mankato and grateful for the coaches and all my teammates that I got to play for. But definitely just the memories with my, you know, my roommates and my teammates. There's too many to name, but those will definitely be with me as I leave Mankato. And then on the ice, just kind of learning how to develop myself as a player and learn from different players around me and just be able, the confidence that I gained just being able to play at that level. So definitely that will be carried into, you know, going pro. It's definitely going to be an adjustment, but I'm going to need to carry those lessons I've learned into that next season.
So we're now in a segment I like to call the non-hockey segment, where I ask you some non-hockey questions just to get to know you a little bit more off the ice. So first one is, what music do you like to listen to?
Honestly, it kind of depends on the season. I would say like summer is definitely like country, more upbeat pop, but in the winter, probably a little like Lumineers vibe, maybe some rap before the game, but yeah, definitely country in the summer.
Yeah, I'm sort of the same way. I don't really have a like specific genre I listen to like in particular seasons, but just sort of whatever mood I'm in, I just sort of go to that
Yeah,
genre.
kind of
So,
whatever fits the mood.
yeah. Now, what is your most embarrassing hockey moment?
I don't know. I was looking at these questions before and trying to think of like one specific one, but I couldn't really think. But I know like for a fact I was a pretty ditzy kid, so I know for a fact there was times where I didn't take my skate guards off when I should have. And like when I say like ditzy kid, like not like a 6 or 7 year old, like 10, 11,
Wow.
like still doing that. So yeah, so definitely that. But I haven't really had any like really big embarrassing moments, which is probably good.
That's good. Hopefully it stays that way throughout
Yeah,
your pro
hopefully,
career
knock
too.
on wood.
So now, what would the perfect day look like for you?
Ooh, we'll probably be up in my cabin. I love being up north, love being on the lake. So probably wake up on the lake, make some breakfast, do some sort of activity. I'm very like active. Probably run with my dog, kayak, something like that. And then just like be outside, enjoying the weather, the sun, come home. Hopefully my dad's grilling up something on the grill. And then just end the night with my family and friends, that type of vibe. Summer. I'm definitely like a summer person. I love winter, I love hockey season, but summer is definitely where it's at in Minnesota.
Oh, I feel like I'm more of a winter person,
Are you?
just because of hockey. It's hard during the summer when there's no sports on, because I
Yeah,
need something
that's
to
tough.
entertain myself during those dog days of summer. So
Yeah.
now, from all the teammates I've had the chance to talk to from your team, they always say that you have the best style on the team, pregame
Oh.
outfits. So I guess I'll ask you, besides yourself, who would you say is the best style on the team?
Wait, like off ice, or are we
Yeah,
talking
like pregame
off?
outfits.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow. They said me, really?
A
Okay.
lot of them did, yes.
I would say probably either Jaden. She's like the person of the closet that we would all go to if we need something to wear, or my roommate Brooke. She's got some cool styles. She's from California, so she's got that West Coast style, but yeah, she's got good stuff.
What's the most interesting thing you've read or seen this week?
Oh, I don't know. Like I said, I don't know, not to keep bringing it back to my dog, but she's 6 months old. So she's brought some weird stuff, animals, weird things that she's found in the yard. So yeah, that's probably up there for the most interesting things I've seen.
Now, last non-hockey question is, if you could have lunch with anyone in the world, who would it be and why?
I was thinking about this, and obviously it would be like cool to have lunch with like the old hockey people, the great ones, stuff like that. But I definitely think if I were to pick one person, I'd pick Serena Williams. She's just like a beast. I grew up, my mom played tennis, so definitely grew up in that tennis world as well. So grew up watching her, and then just watching her come back, from having a kid and still being like awesome. I think it'd be cool to just pick her brain a little bit.
Now back to some hockey questions now for all the younger players listening to this. What advice would you give them on what it takes to be a college hockey player like yourself?
Yeah, for sure. The biggest thing that, we tell people is just go at your own pace. Everybody has their own journey and own way to getting to college hockey, and there's more than one path to take to get there. So just kind of keep working hard, and if it doesn't happen right away or at the rate you think it's going to happen, like that doesn't mean it's not going to happen at all. So definitely just take your own path and work hard, and you'll eventually get to where you want to be.
What should be done to help grow women's hockey from your perspective?
Oh, I think the best way to grow women's hockey is just getting people in the seats at the rink. I think you can't really understand how cool women's hockey is or how much it's changed in the last couple of years unless you see it for yourself. So I think just going out to games and supporting, whether that's youth or high school or college or pro, there's no shortage of ways to view women's hockey, especially in Minnesota. So
Now, last question before I end this interview is just any shout outs you want to give to any of your teammates, family members, friends, and who should we have on the podcast next?
ooh, definitely. I don't know. It's always nice to have some Mavs on there. I don't know. Who have you had? I haven't really.
I've had Sydney Langseth on a few years
Okay.
ago. We
Yep.
just interviewed Taylor Ortremba.
Oh,
I think who else? And Shelby Guttormson
okay.
had her on last year. So.
That's funny. Shelby's like my best friend, so that's hilarious. But yeah, I would say any more Mavs, but kind of going back to the growing the game, I feel like it'd be cool if you got some like pro hockey people, not even doesn't even have to be from Minnesota. There's a lot of really good people, good girls in the leagues, either pro hockey league, that I'm sure have awesome stories to share and just advice to give to your listeners about how to get to where they are.
Well, Claire, thank you so much for your time. It means a lot to myself, and I wish you nothing but the best for your pro hockey career, and have a great summer and stay safe. And it was a pleasure getting the chance to talk with you today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
When you're walking in, I know it's true. It doesn't even matter how hard I try, 'cause when I hear your voice, my walls come down.